this little creature. You can't really see it. It lives its life in two stages, often in the water. And the one that people can pick up is called a cyst, and it's microscopic. And they come from other mammals like us, and beavers get a bad rap. But the life stage is, yeah, you would drink or just get some untreated water on your lips, on your tongue, and you ingest it. It goes down into your belly and eventually makes its way into your small intestine. And then this cyst, it kind of hatches. It's like a tablet, and the outside coating dissolves in your intestine. And then it morphs into its really active life stage where these little guys attach to your small intestine, and you can't absorb any water because they just multiply like crazy. And then you feel really bad.
Can people die from Giardia?
Probably. Yeah, real extreme cases because it does, for one, you get rid of all your fluids one way or another, and you're really not hungry at all. So you're not replenishing these, and you're kind of afraid to eat or drink as well because you know. It won't stay with you very long. Luckily, it doesn't go on forever. Just the life cycle of this creature is a couple weeks. But lucky for me, or unlucky for me, I have had picked up this little parasite three different times in my Alaska life. And so I knew pretty quick what it was. My indicator was my belly making a lot of noise and not feeling well. And had I been outside within 1 to 2 weeks of that? Yes, I had. I did a little pack rafting trip on the South Fork of the Chena River. And I treated my water, and you can get rid of Giardia in water either by boiling it, that kills most everything. I use a SteriPen. It's a kind of like this finger you put in your water for 2 minutes or so, and it blasts the water with ultraviolet light, and that also kills Giardia. And I was using it on that trip, but it just takes a little bit, like maybe a little water around the rim of my water bottle, or who knows, maybe my dog was drinking the water and she gave me a big kiss in the face, which I don't shy away from. I was just unlucky.
So when you started putting this column together originally, were there things that you learned that surprised you about Giardia?
Yeah, maybe that it wasn't all beavers. Scientists have found that muskrats kind of emit more of them than beavers do, and us humans, we get rid of a lot of them too if we are infected. Pretty much any mammal, as you know, there's a lot of mammals in Alaska, and all they need to do is poop in the water, including humans, and then that kind of keeps the train going. You know, there's a lot of those cysts out in our Alaska water.
So, any words of advice for somebody that comes down with Giardia, giardiasis? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, that's kind of the disease name. You can knock it out pretty quick if you know what you got. Get with your doctor. You usually have to give a sample, or if you have a doctor like mine, she knows the drill because you've been there a few times. And I said, Corrine, I said, I know what I got. Can you give me a prescription? And she did. And it's just an antibiotic. And it'd be good for your outdoor kit too, if you're gone, if you know you'll be gone a month or something on some cool trip, like 4 tablets of that could really get you out of trouble. You take two a day, and after a couple of days, I think it really knocks it out.
Cool. I'm sorry you got Giardia though, or giardiasis.
Yeah, it's kind of funny when it's not you. You gotta admit. Everybody laughs. Everybody, first time I tell them, they just either they crack up right off or they just smile. I get it.
Well, it's like a, it's sort of an untold poop joke, I think, is what that is, right?
Yeah, and we kind of we're wired to laugh at those.